Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie-hoo!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of revisiting Paso Robles. Unfortunately, hadn't been there in a couple of years, and a lot is going on there. I was very fortunate to stay at a wonderful destination resort that is in Paso Robles called the Allegretto Vineyard Resort, which is the personal vision of hotelier Doug Ayers. If you caught the show last week, we had a chance to chat with the general manager and kind of provide the overview of this really very special experience. But another of Doug Ayers' visions is the Allegretto wines. There are two estate vineyards that are actually on the property of the Allegretto Vineyard Resort, hence the name. And then there is also another estate vineyard that is in the Willow Creek area of Paso Robles. And I wanted to bring on a couple of the team from Allegretto Wines to talk about it. We have Liz Struby and then also the tasting room manager at Allegretto, Rory Longley. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Liz, first of all, if you can give us an overview of what Doug Ayers' vision for Allegretto Wines is, because again, it's something very personal for him, and I want to share that with our audience that this just isn't another winemaker and a winery.
Well, hi, Andy, and thank you for having us. Doug's vision was to create a magical and special place where anyone could come, unplug, relax, and just take a deep breath. It is a special place where people sort of recharge and renew themselves, and you can really feel that energy when you come on property.
And you have vineyards in both the front of the property and the back of the property. Can you take each area, Liz, if you will, and mention what grapes are grown where? And then also, of course, for the fantastic Willow Creek Vineyard, you know, what grapes we can expect that come from there?
Absolutely. So we're very lucky to have two vineyards here in Paso Robles. The vineyard here at the resort, Allegretto Vineyard, includes 7 acres of vines. And at the front of the property, we have this beautiful California-style Malbec. At the back of the property, we have additional varietals that include Tanat. We have Viognier Vermentino, which is a farm blend. We have Cabernet Sauvignon, and we just recently grafted some Merlot and some Syrah in the back as well.
You know, incredibly diverse portfolio. Now, Tanat is a grape, Liz, that you don't see too much in California. How did that particular varietal come your way? Is that a particular favorite of Mr. Ayers's?
Yes, it is one of our flagship wines, and I think, like most winemakers, Doug looked at the property, the soils, and thought to and kind of researched what would do best. And we here at the hotel, we're part of the Estrella AVA. There's 11 sub-AVAs in Paso Robles. And Tanat is a grape that thrives and is resilient in a little more heat environment. It's also pest-resistant. I learned so much about Tanat when I first got here because it is not common. And so it's fun to be able to share the history. It originally came from the Basque region. You know, the French and the Spaniards fight over it. The French say it's theirs. But we're lucky enough to be able to have that as a flagship wine, and we're able to also barrel it and age it for quite some time. It is one of the varietals that have big tannins, but when you age it correctly, and we use New American oak barrels, you're able to come out with this beautiful, toasty, smoky wine that pairs wonderfully with foods with a little fat content like lamb or a New York strip. I call it my cardigan wine. I love to be able to sip on it in the fall and winter months in front of a fire.
And Liz, I had a chance to sample the 2019 Tannat, and it is an excellent representation of that wine. So compliments there. Before we move on and talk to Rory, Liz, there's some very exciting news that you shared with us when I visited you a couple of weeks ago. You have a new winemaker who is a heavyweight in Paso. Please share that news with us because, boy, that's an important development.
Yes, we are absolutely over the moon and really excited about the partnership we have with Don Burns. He has been in the wine business for years, spent 15 years at Saxum, which is a very well-known and respected winery here in Paso Robles.
You bet.
They've gained 100-point scores. They have a wait list on their wine club, but we're lucky enough that Don is going to be our winemaker and has taken over the processes. We're excited about what he's going to create for us. He has his own brand as well. He established Turtle Rock Winery and operates that label as well. But we're super excited about the prospects and his vision and his partnership with Doug. I know they're going to just produce some excellent caliber wines.
Liz, definitely some exciting things to come. Now, before we move on to Rory and talk about the tasting room experience, under your wing, you do scheduled vineyard tours on the property at the resort. Just very briefly, tell us how that works.
Oh, yes. We love to host our vineyard tours and tastings. This experience is offered Friday through Monday mornings at 10 a.m. By reservation. And it's a wonderful experience. It takes about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. Your tasting host will guide you, and you'll visit all of our vineyards here on property. You'll get to learn about our growing practices. We practice organic and biodynamic farming, and they get to learn all about that. They get to meet our animals. We have 3 alpacas, George, Goldie, and Einstein, and they protect and watch over our sheep that are part of the biodynamic farming practices. And then you end up coming back to our tasting room where you get to experience a seated tasting through a lot of our estate wines. It's a wonderful experience.
Liz, I would agree and definitely endorse that. And that is a good segue to your tasting room manager, Rory Longley. Rory, there, in terms of the tasting room experience at Allegretto Wines, there's indoor tasting, there's patio tasting, and there are various levels. Please run that through with us so our listeners understand what all the options are, because there's a lot of opportunity in your tasting room.
Absolutely. We run 2 flights. We're open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. right now. Starting April 1st, we'll be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a standard flight, which right now consists of our farm blend, that Vignier Vermentino, and then 1 red Bordeaux blend, 2 cabs, 1 from here, Allegretto's property, another one from the Willow Creek. So you can get a chance to see what the winemaker did between the 2 different farming styles, one with a little bit more water in that limestone calcareous soil, different AVA, and one out here off the state property where it's a little drier. And then you get our flagship Tannat in that tasting as well. And we have right now what we're calling our fireside flight, which is our elevated reserve flight. You get a neutral oak Chardonnay. We pull those grapes from the San Jose Highlands, so, you know, very well-respected area for that Chardonnay. And then, again, a limited production Malbec here, and then that's going to be our 2019. And then a cab from Allegretto and a cab from Willow Creek, and then that flagship Tannat, which will be our 18, and that sits in the barrel for close to 5 years.
Wonderful. Now, very briefly, because, of course, every winery has a wine club, give us the highlights of the wine club at Allegretto Wines.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our wine club differs because we do have the hotel attached to the winery itself. So we do offer discounts on room rates. We do offer a discount in the spa, so you can come in and kind of get treated like royalty here. And then we have 3 different styles of club shipments here. We have a 4-bottle, a 6-bottle, and a 12-bottle. We ship 2 times a year, and then you get your discounted rate on your bottle purchases, and then logoed merchandise through the tasting room itself. So candles, blankets, shirts, a little bit of everything.
Always good. Now, in terms of for our listeners, either Liz or Rory, to get more information, what is the best website for Allegretto Wines?
They can simply go to allegrettowines.com, and that is our website. On the website, you can make reservations for either a classic tasting or a vineyard tour and tasting. You can also learn more about our wine clubs and sign up directly from the website. You can also shop. You can purchase any of our wines on the website, and we ship to majority of states. We certainly ship to all of California. And then, of course, if they join, there's an extra perks when it comes to shipping rates, as well as free shipping on 12-bottle purchases.
Good to know. Now, Liz, in terms of the wines, of course, they're all available in the tasting room, but can you get most of the wines by the glass in the Cello restaurant?
Yes, there's many of our wines are available in the Cello restaurant, not all of them. You can find our Cabernet Sauvignon, you can find our stainless steel Chardonnay. You can also find a couple of our red wine blends that are from Paso Robles. A lot of those blends include estate fruit, and then we usually partner up with another local Paso Robles winery for the blend. If you are interested in all of the SKUs, then we recommend coming by the tasting room. We have a wonderful partnership with the restaurant. If you buy a bottle of wine in our tasting room, you can take it with you to dinner or lunch, and corkage is waived.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Allegretto Wines at the Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. If you don't stay there, you should at least do a tour of this magnificent property and experience the vineyards. It's a Tuscan estate that is plopped down in Paso Robles. The personal vision of Doug Ayers, and this man definitely knows quality. We've been visiting with two of the active members of the Allegretto Wine Team, Liz Strube and Rory Longley. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it is another regarding her event at Casa Vega. It is Paella Mexicana Night that's coming up later in the month. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be back.